Next one is boldness. Boldness enables us to be frank or blunt about things. Boldness helps us flat-foot it with evil spirits. In preaching, boldness helps us to preach God's messages without being afraid of what people will think of us or do to us. Hebrews 13:6.
So that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me."
There's the direct connection between we can boldly say, "And I will not fear," knowing that God is with us, no fear but boldness. And also Acts 4:29.
And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word.
This was a situation where the apostles were being threatened and persecuted, and what did they ask God for? Boldness, so that they would not be afraid in this situation. And Philippians 1:14-20.
And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. 20. According to my earnest expectations and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
Again, here Paul is in prison and there's some persecution going on, but the brethren are more bold to speak without fear. Boldness helps us come boldly unto the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
We can come boldly without hanging back or being afraid to ask for God's help. Boldness is not necessarily loud, angry, and boisterous. Boldness can be working and the task be very gently carried out. As a result, we need boldness to help us overcome shy spirits, man-pleasing spirits, procrastinating spirits, and fear spirits of any kind. These are all spirits that make us beat around the bush rather than boldly saying what is on our mind or what God would have us say.